Good morning.
Good morning.
It is good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let us open our Bible in the book of Psalms, chapter 19. Psalms, chapter 19, verses 7 to 14. Psalms, chapter 19, verses 7 to 14. God's law is perfect. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Praise the Lord. Let us give thanks unto the Lord for his faithfulness and goodness into our life, into the life of our family, and to this church. Praise God. Let us pray. Yes, Lord, we thank you and praise you for your faithfulness, your goodness, and your loving kindness. Lord, thank you. You are worthy to be praised and adored. Lord, we magnify and glorify your name, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your provision, Lord, for giving our daily needs. Thank you for the strength and your tender loving mercies. Thank you, Lord, for guiding us and your protection to us, Lord, to our family, to this church, and to your people, O Lord God, in Jesus' name. Let us confess and renounce our sins, our mistakes, our wrong decisions. God said in his word, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us. Let us repent and ask forgiveness to our Lord Jesus and turn to God fully. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross in order for us to be forgiven and have eternal life to the full. Yes, Lord, forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Forgive us, Lord, for not doing your will. Cleanse us and purify us. Lord, we commit our life to do the will of yours, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let us now ask our personal request and petition to God. The Lord said in his word, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. All our requests and petition, everything is in God's hand. Ask and give all to God. Yes, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, to your word and to your promises. Lord, I pray, Lord, grant the request of my brothers and sisters. Lord, all our burden we lifted up unto you, Lord. Answer our prayers and listen to our plea, Lord. Lord, we commit everything unto you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for our family, husband, wife, children, siblings, and parents. Yes, Lord, we thank you and praise you for every family in this congregation. Lord, we pray for your guidance and protection to each family in this church, Lord. Bind them with your love and power, Lord Jesus, to continue to serve you in spirit and in truth, Lord. Yes, Lord, we pray for the husband as the head of the family to lead his family to live a godly life. Help and guide them, Lord Jesus, and strengthen them, Lord. We pray, Lord, for the wife to be submissive to your word and to her husband. Lord, help all the parents to instruct their children to live a life pleasing into your sight. Lord, we pray for the single mom. Strengthen them, Lord. Protect them as they nurture their kids in the way of yours, Lord. We pray, Lord God, provide their needs, Lord God, in Jesus' name. We pray for these children, O God. We pray for all the children, Lord, to be obedient to your word and to their parents, that they may learn to fear you and do your will. Lord, we pray, Lord, protect these children from the works of the devil, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for our brothers and sisters. Lord, guide them. Your protection be upon them, O Lord God. Provide their needs, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for our parents, Lord God. Lord, bless our parents, Lord. Use them, Lord God, to accomplish your will in their life, Lord God. Be with them, O Lord God. Protect them always, Father in heaven. Let us pray for our job and the place where we work. Yes, Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord. You are our refuge and our fortress, O Lord God. Thank you for our job, Lord. Lord, we pray for your protection, Lord God, to our job and to our employer, O Lord. Bless them and give them strength, O Lord God, that comes from you, O Lord God. Lord, bless their plans, O Lord Jesus. Lord, bless my brothers and sisters in their workplaces where they are now, O Lord God. We pray that they will become a living testimony, O Lord God, to others, Lord God. We pray also that our salary, O Lord God, we may receive on time, O Lord, so that we can give our tithes and offering, O Lord God, and first fruit in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for our brothers and sisters in need. Yes, Lord, we praise you, Lord. We praise your name, O God, and adore you. We lift up unto you, Lord, our brothers, our sisters who's in need, Lord. Lord, we pray, provide, protect, and guide them. Help them, Lord. Give them wisdom in order to glorify your name, Lord. Meet their needs, O Lord God. We don't know whatever their needs are, Lord, but into your hands, O Lord God, we commit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, strengthen them and protect them, Lord, from any work of the devil in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for our neighbors, our friends, relatives, colleagues, to be saved. Yes, Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for these people, O Lord God. You died, Lord God, on the cross for all of us, O Lord God, to be forgiven and have eternal life, Lord. Lord, help us, enable us to tell your word, your goodness to the lost, Lord. Empower us with your Holy Spirit, Lord, to go on and to serve you, Lord, to do the work of yours, Lord God, faithfully in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries. In Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, Malawi. Let us pray for favor from God that we will be provided for all the logistic needs, offices, and documents needed. Lord, we thank you. We praise you, Lord. We praise your name to all these places that your church was placed and planted. Lord, we pray. Grant us favor, Lord, from all government authorities, that we will receive what is due for us, and whatever offices, documentation, papers needed, we trust you, Lord. Lord, the anointing of the Holy Spirit will do the needful for us, Lord God. Our eyes, Lord, fixed on you, Lord, and trusting you, Lord Jesus. You are more than a provider, O Lord. Lord, we pray for the church, Lord God, to grow. Bless this church, Lord. Bless the vision of the church, multiplication in peace, which is implementing the whole will of God. Lord, fulfill it, Lord God. Help us, Lord, to plant more Bible studies, plant more churches, Lord. We pray for more evangelism and Bible studies to be opened. Bless the website of the church banking, the church clinic, Lord. Bless all, Lord God, the ministry of this church, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for our service. Yes, Lord God, let your name be magnified. Touch each and every one of us, Lord. Anoint the giving, anoint the prayer, anoint the songs, anoint the message, Lord. We pray for the recordings to use it mightily to reach the people and the rest of the congregation, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Let us all rise up and let's praise the Lord. Let us sing praises unto the Lord.
Oh! lives, O Lord God. Truly, Lord God, by your grace, O Lord, we can come boldly before your throne. O Lord, let it be, O Lord, that you will continue to fill us and infill us by the power of your Holy Spirit, O God, so that we can also impart to others, O Lord, the love and the grace that you have given to us. Colors of May. Overflow in our lives so that we can impart you to others in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let us collect our tithes and offerings and first fruits. Open your Bible in the book of Malachi chapter 3 verses 10 to 12. Malachi chapter 3 verses 10 to 12. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the first fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness, Lord, your goodness, your provision to us, Lord, to our family. Lord, unto this church. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We lift up unto you these tithes and offerings and first fruits of my brothers and sisters. Lord, bless it, Lord, and use it to reach the lost, and use it for the glory of your name. We pray, Lord, open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessings, Lord, to my brothers and sisters that there's no enough room to receive it. Lord, we rebuke the devourer and pestilence in the life of my brethren, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Let's continue our worship to God. I am reading the message of our overseer, Dr. Ramis. The title is The Fruit of the Holy Spirit, Part 1. The Fruit of the Spirit, Part 1. Open our Bibles in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 22 to 23. Galatians, chapter 5, verse 22 to 23, in King James Version. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. Let us pray. Yes, Father God in heaven, Lord, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We praise you, we magnify you, we adore your name, Lord. Lord, I pray, open our eyes, O God. Give us teachable heart, Lord, to accept your word, the instructions you give us today, O God, that we'll see, O God, and manifest in our life the fruit of the Spirit that you want us to do, O God, and imply in our lives, O God. Lord, help us, Lord. Anoint us, Lord. Anoint my lips, Lord, to read clearly the truth of your word. And we reach the people, O God, and give glory unto your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The characters, attitude, and actions matter a lot in our life and walk with God and in our ministry unto him. Apostle Paul was speaking to the Galatians to walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, this I say then, walk in the Spirit and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The aim of Paul was to teach the Galatians and to teach us today that we should not walk after the flesh and do the sinful things that we should not do, which is against the Spirit of God. Doing the sinful things of the flesh will bring to us the condemnation of the law of God. For those who break his word and do the sinful things that God prohibited us to do. The flesh that we carry in our body is in continuous struggle with the Spirit of God that we receive after we receive Christ. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 17 to 18, Galatians chapter 5, 17 to 18, for the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are the contrary, the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. After we receive Christ in our lives, we are sealed by the Spirit of God, as we read here. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, in whom ye also trusted after ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21 to 22, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21 to 22, now he which established us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God, who hath also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. The Spirit of God will be working in us to lead us not to do the work of the flesh that our sinful nature dictates on us, and which are the following. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 to 21, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are this: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the Spirit of God will work on us to reproduce the fruit of the Spirit in the following way. As we believe in Christ and got sealed with the Holy Spirit, that will work in our lives as we cooperate and submit our lives unto Him. Then the Holy Spirit will change our characters and attitudes by developing in us the fruit of the Holy Spirit that give us the same character and personality of Jesus. The fruit of the Holy Spirit that will appear in our lives are the following. In Galatians chapter 22, verse 23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. This fruit will start to change your life and make you a different person and will show such fruit and characters in your personality. The Word of God gives eternal life to those who receive and start to believe in Jesus. Therefore, as you receive God's Word and start to believe and follow Jesus, then you are saved and have eternal life, and the Word of God will start to grow in your heart, and His presence will be manifested in your life. This manifestation can be outlined in two folds. Letter A, the springing. The springing of new direction, new hope, desire, and experiences in life that you never have before, and in which you will have the new plan of God that He has for you that you need to go through. Letter B, the changing or renewing. The changing or renewing of your negative attitudes and characters, bringing you to spiritual maturation, determined by manifestation of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Spiritual maturation is not measured by how many years that you have Jesus in your life or the time you are born again, but how much of the fruit of the Holy Spirit are present in your life, its quantity, and the various intensity of each of these fruit. Let us now go through these various fruit and discuss them. Number one, love. This fruit of Holy Spirit will help you to start to love. You will start to love people around you, people who are with you in your family, your neighbor, office mate, and colleagues. You will give more love towards them, and you will have the desire and the burden to share with them the new beautiful life that you have in Jesus. You will be moved by love to share with them the Word of God to bring the salvation of God to them. Love will be directed to God and directed to your neighbor and to yourself, as we conclude of what Jesus had said here. In Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 to 39. Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 to 39. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Here Jesus commanded that any persons need love God, to love his neighbor and to love himself. Loving God will require from you to be obedient to God's word, to his command, to do his will and finish his work. Love as one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit will work on you in order that your selfishness will gradually be replaced by loving your neighbor as yourself. Loving your neighbor will come true when you will do the Word of God dictates on you to do for him, and to abstain from any sinful act against your neighbors, as we read here in Romans chapter 13, verse 8 to 10. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet, and if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. When Jesus said, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, that means also that you need to love yourself by taking care of your body that God gave to you to serve him, that you need to eat and drink and take the nourishment needed to your body to function well, and to have enough rest and sleep so you will be able to do the required work that God wants from you to do. The fruit of love that the Holy Spirit starts to reproduce in our lives and personality will be changing us in a way that will perfect us, and we will be able and in comfortable way to go along the Word of God and the teaching of Jesus that dictates on us the following. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 43 to 48, ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and have thine enemy. You have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. When you yield in such a way to the work of the Holy Spirit and start to reproduce the fruit of the Holy Spirit, then much of the work of the flesh will be disappearing from your life, like idolatry, because you start to love God. And so you will be thrown away and move away from your idols. You will stop doing adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, murders, and witchcraft because you don't want to harm your neighbors. Because the love of God inside you, then you will be able to overcome hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, anger, fight, envying, and rebelling, because you are called to love your neighbor and not to go to fight with him, but instead to forgive him. Because the love of God, you will stop drunkenness and eating too much, because you are called to love yourself by caring for your body. So the love of God inside you will ultimately grow in such a way that finally will enable you to overcome all the works of the flesh that God ordained for you to totally avoid. Number two, joy. The joy that you will have from the Holy Spirit will give you the real happiness that for the new eternal life that you have in Christ Jesus. You will never have the fear of death, and this is the first reason of your true joy. Day after day, you will see life differently. Before, you don't feel the true presence of God, but now you are sure that God is watching over you. Your fears have disappeared, and you will Give no attention to small annoying things in comparison to the true imperishable riches you have in Jesus. And 1 John chapter 1, verse 2 to 4. 1 John chapter 1, verse 2 to 4. For the light was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you the eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with the Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. The joy of having eternal life in a place in heaven is the drive for us to go forward and trending over trials and hardship of life and bearing persecution and the hurts and the harms of the enemy. The Holy Spirit will help you to consider the trials and the hardship that you are passing in Christ Jesus as joy. James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. The joy that you have as a fruit of the Spirit, with the explanation of the Word of God and the Holy Spirit, will show you the value of the various troubles that you are passing through and what blessing can be added to you from such, and that will motivate you with joy to continue in serving God in spite of all the troubles that you are meeting on the way, especially as we know that our names are written in heaven, as Jesus told us in Luke chapter 10, verse 20. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not, the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. With all such promises, then you are excited and motivated to continue to serve God and willing to continue to bear and forgive and joyfully avoid revenging or fighting back with those who troubles you, knowing that your name is written in heaven. Number three, peace. The Holy Spirit will give you the fruit of peace, and you will experience a calm feeling. No more that you will be controlled with fear and anxiety, as you are aware that your name is written in the book of life and you have a place in heaven. No more that you will be anxious about what to do, for you know that God is with you and he is just a prayer far away. Paul instructed the Philippians with the following. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 to 7, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Your prayer to God, as you present your request and petition unto him, will finally bring the peace of God that will guard your heart and mind, and help you to keep focus in spite of all the troubles that you are passing through that try to distract you and confuse you. When you have the peace of God, your running toward many directions will be reduced and finally ended, and will be replaced by your drawing towards God. The fire and the terror in your heart will be extinguished, and the battle of evil thoughts of hatred, anger, and revenge will vanish and be replaced by brotherly kindness, and peace will flow from your heart to the people around you. Many of your quarrels and fights will be stopped. You will start reconciled with many people whom you have broken relationships. You will avoid quarrels, and your love will extend even towards your enemy. You will endeavor to make peace with everyone. In Romans chapter 2, verse 18, if it be possible, as much as layeth in you, live peaceably with all men. In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11, finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. Number 4, long suffering. This fruit of Holy Spirit will make you willing to suffer for God and to be patient, waiting upon God until He will come and relieve you and move you out from your troubles and take you to a better situation in life. In your previous life, you are the one who plans to do all things the task, and you are the one to choose for yourself what you like. But in new life, in Jesus, God is the one who plans for you, and He will direct you in what to do. Your new style will be to ask God first for any decision to make and to wait for His answer. In your previous life, you used to do what you want. But now in the new life in Christ, you have no choice but to follow Christ and pass through the narrow gate that Christ had ordained for you to pass through as He commanded. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 to 14, Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 to 14, enter ye in the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there which go in thereof. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. There is for each and every one of us who follow Christ a plan and a scenario that need to go through, and we cannot change it. Therefore, we need to use the fruit of the long-suffering to achieve that. Jesus said to Peter the way that he is going to die for Christ. It was in John chapter 21, verse 18 to 19. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself, and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, follow me. He told him that when he was young, he was going where he wished. But now when he is old, he needed to go to the place that he does not like to go. But he has no choice, because he needed to follow God, as Jesus told him, follow me. The fruit of the long-suffering will enable us to follow Christ and bear the troubles that he allow us to pass through, knowing that such is the plan of God for us and the narrow gate that he ordained for us to pass through. Paul, through the fruit of the long-suffering, was enabled to bear the following, as he testified. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24 to 29, of the Jews 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods, once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night, a day, I have been in the deep, in journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness, in painfulness, in watching often, in hunger and thirst, in fasting often, and cold and nakedness. Beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches, who is weak, and I am not weak, who is offended, and I burn not. In the same way, this fruit of the Holy Spirit, that long-suffering, will enable us to pass through the trials that accompany the life for Christ and the ministry that entrusted to us to do. Through the fruit of the long-suffering, you can wait for God and bear until He will come and relieve you and take you out from the suffering that you are passing through. Therefore, meanwhile, as you are passing through hardship and troubles, your prayer and your crying to God will be a great aid and comfort to you, as David testified how God turned to him and listened to his cry and came to aid him as he waited upon God. In Psalms chapter 40, verse 1 to 2, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also not up an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. My dear and beloved, come now to the Lord and check yourself, and allow the Holy Spirit to examine you and see how much of the work of the flesh as are spreading in your life that you need to repent of, and how much the fruit of the Holy Spirit that you are developing to combat the work of the flesh. Get a piece of paper and write down all the work of the flesh that you need to get rid from your life. Write down also what you are lacking of the fruit of the Spirit that needed to appear in your life to combat the work of the flesh and to show the character and the personality of Jesus in your life. Reflect on the Word of God and see how you can apply what you learn in this message to combat your sins, the trials that you are passing through, and your enemies who are fighting against you. Let us pray. Father God in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sin to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for the eternal life and the non-perishable riches that I have in heaven. Lord, thank you for your word that you sent to me to remind me of your will in my life and your concern about me to grow, to be mature, and to have the character and the attitude of Jesus in my life. Confess and renounce your sins now to God. Confess the work of the flesh in your life. Confess the sin of adultery, fornication, idol worship, witchcraft, hatred, anger, fight, division, envy, jealousy, drinking alcohol. Confess your lack of love, selfishness, and willingness to suffer and serve God. Confess your greed and coveting. Confess your unforgiveness toward those who hurt you. Renounce your unwillingness to suffer for Christ and your unwillingness to be patient and bear through trials and struggles. Confess your lack of prayer and unreading to the God's word. Lord, forgive me. I confess and renounce the following sins. Lord, I commit myself to your word and the instructions that I receive in this message. Lord, I commit myself to get rid of the following work of the flesh in my life. Lord, I commit myself to work with you and allow the Holy Spirit to reproduce love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance, that people will see the character and the attitude of Jesus in my life. Lord, I ask you to help me and aid me to take me out from the following trial and hardship in my life. Lord, I ask you to help me to deal according to your ways with the following enemies. Lord, thank you for my brethren who committed their lives unto you. Lord, bless them and make them grow more. Let more fruit of the Holy Spirit manifested in their lives. Lord, protect them and provide all their needs, and use them to go on and serve you and do the works of yours. Lord, refill them with the Holy Spirit and give them the spiritual gift that they need in their lives to go and serve you. Let's once again worship the Lord. Let us rise up.
Amazing grace of spirit.
Lord, bless us as a church and help us to implement the teaching that we receive in this message. Lord, reveal us with the Holy Spirit, enable us to go and evangelize, reaching new people, making new disciples, training more workers, and to plant new Bible studies and congregation for the church. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace, with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.